Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Everybody was piling on The Rock and Oprah Winfrey for trying to get people to donate to the Maui Wildfire Relief Fund. Even though they pledged to start things off with a $10 million donation, people didn't think it was enough given their massive wealth. And a lot of people also thought it was tone deaf for rich people to ask for money from the 99 percenters, so-called 99 percenters. Well, if it helps, it sounds like Oprah and Dwayne did, in fact, put their money where their mouths were. A nonprofit that helps manage the distribution of those funds says they ended up raising $60 million.
Wow.
And while 20,000 individuals and companies donated, the bulk of that money came from Oprah and The Rock. They didn't say exactly how much, but I take the bulk to mean most.
Yeah.
Most of.
Well, Oprah, I mean, I remember she has been, you know, having homes in Maui for decades. So I bet she really had a lot of close friends and family and businesses there that probably really
who she probably helped individually in addition to.
That's what I was thinking, too. I would think. Yeah. All right. Well, here's something you might have never guessed. Tom Cruise is an amazing break dancer. Is there anything this guy can't do? I mean, really. He was at Victoria Beckham's star-studded 50th birthday party over the weekend, and he apparently shocked all the guests with a giant breakdancing on like performance.
Wow.
Some of the other people that were there were all of the Spice Girls. We played a little clip of that yesterday on the Hot List. They were all dancing and singing, and David Beckham did a little self video of that. If you want to check it out, it's on the Q102 Facebook page. Also, Gordon Ramsay was there, Salma Hayek, Jason Statham, Eva Longoria. There's no cameras of Tom Cruise's performance because all of the cameras and cell phones were strictly banned by the Beckhams. So there's no actual proof, but everyone is saying it was pretty awesome.
You think if I had a birthday party and invited Tom Cruise, he'd come?
He might if he was in town.
There you go. If he was in town.
I did tell Tim, though, yesterday, Tom Cruise, he looks a little unrecognizable to me right now because he has this really long hair. Have you seen him?
No.
You know, typically he has that kind of high and tight haircut for Maverick and Mission Impossible, a lot of his other movies.
Well, yeah, I thought he looked good in Maverick.
He's really grown it out a lot.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, almost shaggish.
Is he doing another Mission Impossible? He does that sometimes for movie roles, does he?
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. All right, well, Tom Brady is getting the comedy roast treatment in a live special for Netflix.
This will be fun.
This is going to be amazing. It's called The Greatest Roast of All Time, Tom Brady. It's going to air May the 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Kevin Hart is going to host the entire thing at the Kia Forum in Inglewood, California. And it's all part of this joke festival that Netflix is doing. None of the guests have been announced, but it does look like the roast master himself, Jeff Ross, is going to be in attendance. Jeff's in his trailer in this, like Jeff Ross is in a trailer, and in the trailer he says, "We're coming for you, pretty boy."
No, I gotta watch this.
The man, the arena, the roast of Tom Brady live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No problem.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live, hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
All right. Okay. That'll be
That's
fun.
Gonna be real good.
If the Gronk is not one of the people roasting Tom Brady,
I cannot be
a part of this.
Do we know if Jeffrey Ross will be there?
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, he is.
He's in it.
Yeah, He's there.
Well, I forget. What's that podcast that I send you clips from all the time, Jeff? What's the other guy? Pat Riley. Is that his name that played for the Patriots too? I can't remember his name, but Gronk and this other guy do this podcast and it is so Boston and it is just hilarious. I feel like both of them have to be there.
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right. Taylor Swift and Beyonce. This is something we talked about in the Facebook Live video this morning in case you missed it. You know, Taylor Swift and Beyonce, I mean, they not only peacefully coexist, they really seem to support each other.
Well, yeah. Remember, they both showed up at each other's concert films when they announced, like, when Taylor Swift did the Eras concert film, Beyonce came. And when Beyonce did Renaissance, Taylor flew all the way to London for
yes.
it.
And there was a big article in the Wall Street Journal about how they time their album releases so they don't step on each other. You know, they give each other plenty of elbow room. And they peacefully coexist quite nicely. Their fans, however, don't seem to be. The Swifties and the Beehive are having issues right now over Post Malone. Post has appeared on both ladies' recent albums. After he did Levi's Jeans with Beyonce, you may recall he gave her an Instagram shout out saying, "I love you, Beyonce. I love you." But after Fortnite, his new track with Taylor came out, he went beyond, man. He gushed.
I saw this.
He said, "It's once in a lifetime that someone like Taylor comes into this world. And I am floored by your heart and your mind. And I am beyond honored to have been asked to help you with your journey. I love you so much. Thank you, Tay."
And he called her Tay, which I thought was so thank cute. You, Tay. That's what Travis calls her too, Tay.
So now Beyonce's fans are crying foul, saying he slighted her. And she deserved just as much recognition as Taylor got. Now, the Swifties are saying, stop overreacting. Calm down.
Yeah, just you need to calm down.
Right.
You're being too loud.
You need to calm down.
Of course he's going to love Tay more. Did you see, too, Jeff, CNN is doing a new documentary. It comes out Friday on Max. It's called Call Me Country, and it's Beyonce and the Nashville Renaissance.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be really cool. It talks about how Lil Nas X, Beyonce are all challenging the country music status quo. I think that will be something neat to watch.
Yeah.
By the way, Kevin Bacon and his daughter Sosie covered Beyonce's Two Most Wanted on Instagram. It's the one that she does with Miley Cyrus.
I love that song.
On the Cowboy Carter album. Here's a quick clip. Despite the horrible audio quality, they actually sound pretty good. You're in my backseat, babe. And I'm driving crazy. Exactly what I like. I'll be your shotgun rider.
That's Kevin Bacon?
Yep.
He sounds so good. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
One more thing I wanted to tell you, since yesterday we were talking about how Taylor Swift did that huge diss track to Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian lost 100,000 followers on her social media because of everyone unfollowing her because Taylor still hates her.
It's a lot of followers. Although that's probably a drop in the bucket for her. How many millions of followers does she
have? I know, but still, 100,000 people were like, I don't like you either.
I forget that. The internet is the worst, man. People feel emboldened to say just the nastiest things, and there are no consequences. Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO, said on her podcast that I guess Jelly stopped using the internet because of all the negative stuff he read about his weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's play a clip of what she was saying about that whole situation.
My husband got off the internet because he is so tired of being bullied about his weight. And like, that makes me want to cry because he is the sweetest angel baby. My husband doesn't show it to you guys, but I'm going to have a very vulnerable moment here. It hurts him. The internet can say whatever they want about you. And they say, well, you're a celebrity. You're supposed to be able to handle it. We're not. Enough is enough. Don't bully people because you never know where they are mentally.
Yeah, I know there's a certain amount of that you sign up for, I guess, when you become a so-called known person. But at the end of the day, they're people. So anyway, the main takeaway is just to be nicer to people in person and anonymously over the internet. The celebrities we love, again, are people too. Many of them with big hearts, and they go through mental health struggles just like any of us do. You know, Bunny then hit us with a very serious question on this topic. She said, do you know how many people kill themselves from being bullied a year? So maybe the next time you feel like being mean to someone on the internet, just delete it before you send it. Move on with your life. Treat others how you want to be treated.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but I mean, Jelly Roll's been putting in the work. I've been following along with this weight loss journey.
Yeah, a few months back, a guy named Gary Brecka started working with Jelly Roll, vowed to help him lose 250 pounds in a little over a year. Because I guess to begin, he said he weighed in at just under 500 pounds. And as of this month, Jelly said he was down 70 pounds. And he said he's feeling great. So it's nice to see him getting healthy. And keep it up.
He's got some new teeth, too.
Yeah, he got a new grill.
Yeah. What else? Anything else? Anything else on the E-News front?
I was just looking through here.
There is something else. Just so you get the entire picture here, there is a woman on social media who goes by the name of Crackhead Barney and Friends.
Okay.
And this woman goes out in a diaper with tape over her breasts. She smears white makeup all over her face and makes scenes at various places. That's her whole shtick. She happened upon Alec Baldwin in a coffee shop and starts harassing him. And when he had had enough, he smacked her cell phone.
Alec, can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time?
And by the way, in this video, she is not seen. She only has her camera aimed at Alec. Ugh. And at one point, he calmly asks her to leave the shop.
No jail time, Alec?
Sorry.
You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. Come on, Alec, just say free Palestine one time. One time, just one time, please, and I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. One time.
Could you give me one quick favor?
Yeah, there we go. She's had enough.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I'd never leave my house.
She's like, can I just get coffee? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not the most gigantic Alec Baldwin fan, but man.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. That's your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got three headlines for you. Two of those headlines are fake. One headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to Viet Gone, which is happening April 27th through June 2nd at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. I'll tell you exactly when to call in for them.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Amber, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent.
All right, Amber, here we go. It's Faker for Real. We've got three headlines, two fake, one real. You get the real headline, and you are going to go see Viet Gone at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the park. So is the real headline A, a man pulled a gun on a fast food worker who refused to accept drugs as payment? Is it B, a man was arrested on Earth Day for trying to plant more trees at a Christmas tree farm? Or is it C, a Louisiana farmer was arrested for trying to sell diamond jewelry made for peanuts?
I think I want to guess C.
It is not the peanut jewelry. It is actually A, the fast food worker who would not take the drugs.
Yeah, some places don't accept American Express. Some don't accept cash. This place didn't accept meth.
Oh, bummer.
40-year-old guy in Colorado named Eugene Robertson was found guilty of multiple charges, including a bizarre interaction he had at a Burger King in 2022. I guess he had gone through the drive-thru and offered to pay with a baggie of drugs instead of money. The employee refused, so Eugene pulled a gun on him. He didn't shoot, but drove off and then tried pulling a similar stunt at a 7-Eleven across the street. A witness later told police that it just seemed that there was something off about Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
He was also talking about God and carrying a Bible with a purple cover.
Oh, boy.
He pulled a gun on the 7-Eleven employee and did fire that time. A witness, however, because everybody has a gun now, a witness pulled a gun and fired back, and there was a brief gunfight, although no one was hit.
Oh, man.
Eugene did shoot out a surveillance camera, though, drove off again. 15 minutes later, he was shooting into an apartment where a friend lived.
Oh, my gosh. This is, like, quite the detail.
The woman who lived there said that Eugene knocked. She refused to open the door. Police show up, found Eugene in the bushes. He was arrested. Cops asked Eugene if he was okay, and he said he was not physically hurt, but his feelings were hurt.
Oh, boy.
This is a long rap sheet for just for one night.
That's what I was curious. About it. How many charges does he have on that list?
For just that one night. Plus, he's got warrants out on additional cases that are still open. But for this case, he was convicted of attempted first-degree murder with extreme indifference, menacing, reckless endangerment, illegally discharging a firearm, possession of methamphetamine, and harassment. He is facing more than 400 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
He'll be out by tomorrow afternoon. No, I don't know. I have no idea.
He's already bonded out. What do you mean? That is insane. Yeah. 400 years?
Yeah. Where was this? Colorado.
It sounds like he's a career criminal, though. I mean, when you got more than one warrant.
Yeah, thank you. All right, 18 after 7, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We got second date update coming up.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.